broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, February the 6th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. Hey, we're at freezing now, 32 degrees. Hazy skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, lots to talk about today, as we were talking about in hour number one. Del Taco opens up this Wednesday, 7 a.m., February the 8th. Has anybody put a sign out there yet saying that they're going to be opening on Wednesday? Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on the 100th birthday yesterday of our friend Norma Jacob, one of the first female members of City Council? Thoughts on our new prize giveaway here? Which I explained before we went to break there, but basically what will happen is every day, 5 days a week, I will ask a question about the previous day's show. And then you will call in, and if you have an answer, correct answer, you will win. Now, you will have had to have watched the show the day before to know what the answer is. Now, do people like that idea? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That kind of gets away from our 30-day policy and every other problem that we've had in prize giveaways. You know, I was just explaining to somebody how to download the TuneIn app. So we'll see what's going on there here momentarily. See, I don't know if she's really downloaded the app or not. She says she's listening right now, but to be honest with you, I don't know if she is or not, because I can't imagine she downloaded the app and is listening that quickly. Anywho, see the negative things I have to say here even on a Monday morning? All right, Del Taco opens up this Wednesday. Is that going to cause a problem? Happy 100th birthday to our friend Norma Jacob. Anybody got any memories or thoughts on Norma? Our new prize giveaway policy, what do you think of that? And, well, Abby's advice column. I really don't know where that's going, but we've got about 9 questions submitted and people who do want to call in. So there you go. What do you think? Any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you like the way we might change our prize policy? I think it'll be helpful. You know, people will actually have to listen. People will not be able to work the system. You won't be able to Google. I think it'll be well all the way around. And we want to know, is our friend, I ran into her yesterday at the grocery store, who works in, I don't know what office she works in. Maybe she doesn't want to tell us what office she works in. But I told her how to download the TuneIn app and listen. She said she would. I don't know if she got it downloaded yesterday, but if you're out there listening, let us know. Same thing with our friend Ruben, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the other thing was I heard over the weekend that the Marion Star had went down to one reporter, just Andrew. And I don't know if that's true or not, because I don't get the Marion Star, but has anybody noticed anybody else locally writing for the Star, except Andrew writing those local stories. If you get the Star or read it online, let me know. 740-751-4038. So there's a lot of questions for you this morning on the show. Call in. Let your voice be heard. Let me know what you think. Del Taco opening, prize policy, new way we're going to play games here on the show, and the advice column with Abby. You know, I wish I had those questions with me. I would answer some of those advice questions myself. I can't even remember what they were in regard to. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Okay, 740-751-4038. Well, you know, there is one more thing that I was going to talk about this morning, but I don't think I'm going to talk about it because nobody's mentioned it to me. Now, last week a couple people mentioned it to me, but it doesn't seem to be a great big buzz yet, so I'm not going to mention it for a particular reason. But if somebody brings it up, I will we'll talk about it. But at this point, I really don't see any purpose in talking about it. Now, something I do see the purpose in talking about is the Harding dog collar. Now, I always like bringing this up because there is $5,000 laying on the table right now till President's Day. Now, remember, Laddie Boy's dog collar, President Harding's dog's dog collar, was stolen from the Harding home in 2012, 11 years ago. We haven't had any clues. It hasn't been returned. We don't know anything about it. Now, we have a $5,000 reward being offered for its return to the radio station. And just so everybody knows, 2 weeks ago, we had Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan on, and he said if it's returned, they will not prosecute the person, and the police chief, Jay McDonald, said they will not even ask any questions. So this is your chance to collect $5,000 by just passing go. You know, I think that's a heck of a deal. 740-751-4038. Do you ever think we're going to see the Harding dog collar again? Is it a matter of money, do you think? Do you think money is playing into this? I don't know. You know, our friend Chip called in last week, and he had injured his shoulder, I guess. Broke his shoulder, I think he said. Hope he's doing well. It's always good to talk to Chip. And hope he's on the mend. You know, the person I said I told this morning to download the TuneIn app, I know has not... She said she's listening. But I don't believe she is, because when I said she wasn't listening, she hasn't said anything yet. So that leads me to believe there's probably not a listening going on there right now. Because most people would say, yes, I'm listening, even though you just said I was not listening. You know, advice comes in a lot of different forms. Now, here's a question for you. Does the person giving the advice, do they have to have their life together to give advice? Do you have to make all the right decisions in your own life to give good advice? I don't know. I think that's an interesting question. Because when you think about it, all these famous advice givers like Dear Abby and Ann Landers, you know, they kind of fought with each other. They were sisters. They didn't see eye to eye, so obviously they did not have, apparently, the best advice for how to manage their own problems. So do you have to have it all together to give other people advice? Or can you just give advice and it doesn't really matter if you know anything or not? In your own life. You know, what does it do as I say, not as I do? That never works with kids, but, you know, do as I say, not as I do. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. Okay, now here is how we would typically... Now, this is not part of the game this morning, but just to kind of explain, how this all will work when we do our new prize policy. Now, this would be what we would do. I would ask a question about yesterday's show. Well, I can't ask a question about yesterday's show because we weren't on the air. But I can ask a question about this morning, first hour. Okay. Let me come up with a good question here that we talked about in the first hour. Let's say, trying to think of everything that we talked about in the first hour. Okay. Well, let's just go back to this. This will be a nice softball for you. Who did I say yesterday turned 100 years old? Now, if you know the answer, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who in hour number one was I talking about who celebrated their 100th birthday yesterday? And this is the type of things we'll do question-wise. Now, you can't Google that. You would have had to have listened in the first hour to know who I was talking about. Now, the person who I basically instructed to download the TuneIn app this morning to listen to the show just sent me a message and said, "You seem to be running out of material to talk about if you're ruminating." Well, that's a good word, isn't it? Ruminating on whether or not I'm listening to the show. Oh, trust me, I've been a lot shorter on material than this morning to talk about that. You always want to know if people are listening. Isn't that the truth, though, in life? You always want to know who's listening and who's not. That's just one of those things, I think, in life. All right. You know, years ago, speaking of advice, the person who's listening this morning, she's been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to tell you why she's been up since 1 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, that's early. She called in with an advice question, and I can't remember what advice we gave her, but it was very funny. It was very, very, it was funny, but it was good advice, I remember. So once again, advice is always a thing. Now, does anybody remember whose 100th birthday I was talking about in hour number one this morning? See, this might be a good way to play this game, because you really do have to listen to know who I was talking about. Does anybody remember? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, in regard to our family feud, which people seem to enjoy, I have a question here this morning in the family feud vein that maybe will be of interest to people. I couldn't remember if we were in the middle of one last week or not. I think we might have been doing some things for Groundhog Day, but I don't know. Let's see here. We're going to start a new category regardless, because Groundhog Day has came and went. So here is the category. Name something that begins with the gift of. And we've got five answers here. Now, does anybody know what the top five answers are? Name something that begins with the gift of. 740-751-4038. You know, I would give you an example of this, but I don't want to give you one of the answers, because obviously the five answers here are common answers to this question. Name something that begins with the gift of. Does anybody know what those top five answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that begins with the gift of. like the gift of trying to think of one that's not on here that I could give an example of. Like the gift of heat. How about that? You know, we're in the middle of winter here. The gift of heat. So that would be kind of how this category is played out. Does anybody have any guesses this morning? 30 minutes past the hour. Name something that begins with the gift of. Five big answers here. 740-751-4038. Well, guess what? The person definitely is listening because she just said you're talking about the gift of something that is on this list, and she's saying I've got that down. Now, can you imagine what I might have the gift of that this person apparently thinks that I have the gift of, I guess is what I should say. You know, I don't know if people were listening years ago when this person used to listen, but well, you know, we'll say hello to her, Laura. Hello, Laura, out there this morning. Thank you for listening, being out in the audience. Because, you know, years ago she used to listen, and then she got ticked off. I don't know what happened. Everything went downhill. But I'm sure now she will be a regular listener every single morning to this program. All right. Does anybody know what the gift of answers are? Name something that begins with the gift of. This might be difficult for people to discern through, to be honest with you. And apparently people are having internet problems in this area this morning. You know, nothing's ever easy, is it? 740-751-4038. Name something that begins with the gift of. There are five of them here, and to be honest with you, there's only one that I have heard a lot in life. The other ones, really, I can't say that I've heard a lot about. The gift of. All right. Well, if anybody has an answer, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. Name something that begins with the gift of. You know, I think everybody is given gifts in some way. I don't know if they're always good gifts. Sometimes they could be bad gifts. I guess depends on who you are. Is there anything interesting going on in the world right now? You know, I can't think of anything. Oh, that balloon. Boy, oh boy. Were people upset about that Chinese balloon over the weekend? Did anybody think anything of that? Now, what was the story? You know, I didn't read too much up on this, but what a Chinese balloon, weather balloon, got over the United States, got in the United States no-fly zone or something like that. And the Chinese said, it's sorry, it just got off course, so we shot down the balloon. And a lot of people complaining about this. Chinese complaining about this. Republicans complaining that Biden didn't shoot it down further. A lot of Democrats complaining that maybe it shouldn't have been shot down. I don't know. You know, my thought on this whole thing, apparently they thought it was a spy balloon. My feeling on this whole thing is, to be honest with you, if it was a spy balloon, wouldn't we know that by now? We shot it down. Didn't anybody go out and pick it up to see if there was any spy equipment on it? What could a spy balloon tell you, to be honest with you? A balloon way up in the sky, what could that tell you about what's going on here in America? I mean, let's say that balloon is flying over Columbus, Ohio. What's that going to tell you? I don't know. I mean, I guess it did have to be shot down. I don't know why the Chinese could not get the balloon back. I mean, isn't that another reason that it probably wasn't a spy balloon? That they couldn't control it? They couldn't get it back? Does anybody have any feeling on this spy balloon thing? I'll tell you, people were talking about it, though. Boy, oh boy. That was a big point of contention over the weekend. And the fact that President Biden did not shoot it down quicker. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You see, I just don't know. Spy balloons. Isn't that a whole new thing? And also, didn't we know that it was in our airspace? Didn't China say, hey, listen, it's off course. We didn't mean for it to fly into your airspace. So if you're going to spy on somebody, don't you want to do it kind of covertly? Not just fly it right in? That would be what I would think, but maybe I'm wrong. If anybody's got an opinion, we'd love to hear from you, 740-751-4038. And also, back to our Family Feud question here. Now, nobody has even given a guess yet, which is kind of shocking. Usually, the calls pile up with our Family Feud. But the question is, name something that begins with the gift of. The gift of. Now, these are all one-word answers, all five of them. The gift of. Does anybody know what those answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the five? Oh, here we go. A phone call bailing us out here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say life.
Life. You know what? That is actually the number one answer. I've never heard anybody actually say the gift of life. Maybe I...
Oh, yeah, they say that a lot.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it has to do with that abortion stuff, but yes, the gift of life.
The gift of life. Well, that's good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Well, I've been trying to get you for like 20 minutes, and I didn't give up, and you just popped on. So.
Oh, we're on and sounding clear now?
Yeah, but you keep going out. I might get you for a sentence, and then I have to go out and unplug and all this kind of stuff. But I've been on all kind of stuff. I'm trying to screw in the nuts, browse, and all kind of stuff. So.
Well, hey, well, at least you know what we're doing now, so you can call in and give answers.
Well, okay.
Okay, thanks. Yes, the gift of life is number one on the list. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard that. I probably have, the gift of life. That seems important. Name something that begins with the gift of. The gift of life was number one. There are four other answers. Does anybody know the four other answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the person, Laura, who's out there listening this morning, she guessed one. But I don't know if she's going to call in and give us a guess on this. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the gift of money.
The gift of money. You know, no gift of money on the list, but a good guess.
Yeah, you went out, and I'm going to need a new remote, I think.
Blew the remote up this morning, huh?
Well, you go out, and then I fiddle with stuff, the remote and stuff, and then you come back on, so okay.
Okay. No gift of money on the list. We've got the gift of life and four other answers to go. 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. Still got 21 minutes left. Does anybody know what the other four gifts are? The gift of life was number one. 37 people said the gift of life. But there are four other answers. Does anybody know what the other four answers are? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the gift of love.
The gift of love is number three on the list. You got it.
I got a funny one for you, Scott. What about the gift that keeps giving, Clark? Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The gift that keeps on giving. That is absolutely true. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
The gift of happiness.
No gift of happiness on the list.
Okay.
No gift of happiness on the list. Now, we did get the gift of love. That's nice. Now, how many people have received the gift of love? Maybe a few. Maybe more than a few. You never know. Gift of life was number one. 37 answers. 37 people said the gift of life. Three was the gift of love. That's 18 people. Number two is the one that the person online said that I have. Now, are they going to call that in? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So we've got the gift of life and the gift of love. The two L's. Gift of life and the gift of love. What are the other three gifts? Number two, number four, and number five. Does anybody know? The category again, name something that begins with the gift of. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the gift of talk.
No gift of talk, but a good guess.
Okay.
No gift of talk on the list. Well, gift of love, gift of life, not bad. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of gab?
The gift of gab. Now, can you imagine somebody would say that I'd be riddled with that?
Well, it's your work. It's your life. It's your work.
Well, that's right. My gift of life was the gift of gab.
Yeah, there you go.
Great. Thanks. Bye. Yes, the gift of gab. Apparently, that's what I've got. Can you believe that the person online listening, probably for the first time in 6 or 7 years, our friend out there, Laura, who knows if she's even still listening, said that I had the gift of gab. That's what she said. You're talking about the gift of gab. You got that down. Now, isn't that a horrible thing to say about somebody? I think she's saying I was chatty. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of time?
No gift of time. Good guess. No gift of time on the list. Gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. Number one was the gift of life, 37 people. Two, the gift of gab, 23 people. Three, the gift of love, 18 people. Four and five. What are those answers? You know, we played a song on Friday, and I don't have the song here today, but it was an old Sophie Tucker song where she talked about, and this is why Ernie Brees called in on Friday. Go ahead, caller.
About the gift of knowledge.
No gift of knowledge. Good guess. No gift of knowledge on the list here this morning. But Ernie called in, and it was a Sophie Tucker song. And in the course of the song, maybe we'll play it again tomorrow. It's a good talking point. But Sophie Tucker sings this song, and he says something, or she says something, about they talk about fat, is what they're doing. You know, and when we played the Too Fat Polka years ago, that got people all hot and bothered. But this thing, Sophie Tucker's talking about your big fat mama or something like that. I mean, it's an old song. Obviously, Sophie Tucker's from a different era. But I don't know if that song would float today. You know, we're very politically correct in this society. Did anybody hear that song that I played on Friday? Do you think that would float today? That Sophie Tucker song that mentions big fat? I think it says big fat mama, I think is what it said. Isn't it awful I forget that stuff? I may have the gift of gab, but I don't have the gift of memory. 740-751-4038. Name something that begins with the gift of. The gift of life is number one. The gift of gab is number two. The gift of love is number three. What are four and five? 740-751-4038. You know, I was just thinking, the gift of gab with me is the gift that keeps on giving. Just keeps on giving 2 hours every morning, 8 to 10, here on this station. What a continuing episode that is in everybody's life. Go ahead, caller. Well, whoever that was, we lost him. Give us a call back. 740-751-4038. We lost whoever that was. 740-751-4038. And I wonder if our friend is back with us who I saw yesterday at the grocery store. All right. Well, I don't know who that was. If that was you, call us back. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say the gift of patience. Understanding. I don't know if you've got them all because it went off again.
No, we've got a gift of life, gift of gab, and gift of love. There are still two left.
Oh, and I thought it was going to say talk. I was going to say gab, but I didn't think you'd want that.
Yeah, but gab is how they have it. And can you believe somebody said that I have the gift of gab?
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I thought I won't say that. I'll just say the gift of talk.
Well, there we go. Thank you. All right, phone lines remain open, 740-751-4038. Gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. Two answers left, 740-751-4038. What are the two gifts that are left on our list here? All right. Well, you know, they're two good gifts. I'll say that. Can't go wrong with these final two gifts on our list here. All right, maybe this person knows. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say the gift of memory, like understanding.
No gift of memory.
Okay.
No gift of memory on our list. Gift of life. Gift of gab, gift of love, two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. What are our two gifts left? Only 13 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Two gifts left. What in the world could they be? You know, I've got to find our prize envelope so we can start giving away prizes again. I have no idea. Maybe I slipped it in a book. You know, let's see here. I got a book here. Did I slip it in one of these books? See, this goes again to my memory apparently being shot. Because I have no idea what in the world I did with that book. Our gifts. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have them all?
Nope.
How about patience?
That's a good one. Not on the list, but boy, a lot of people need that one. The gift of patience.
I know. Okay.
Patience, not on the list. You know, that's a gift that's found in the land, the valley of the few. A lot of people do not have patience. That is for sure. All right, gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. What are the final two here? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of hope?
No gift of hope. No gift of hope on the list. Still two gifts left to go. Gift of life, gift of gab. Gift of love, two gifts left to go. What are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the two gifts that we have left in our remaining 10 minutes this morning here on the air? Gift of life, 37 people said that. Gift of gab, 23 people said that. Gift of love, 18 people said that. Still two answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 50 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of wisdom? I don't know if I said that.
No gift of wisdom. No gift of wisdom on the list. Does anybody else have a gift here that they know could be on this list? The gift of life, number one. Gift of gab, number two. Gift of love, number three. Still two gifts left to go. Name something that begins with the gift of. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of goodwill?
No gift of goodwill. You know, you can get a lot of clothes and a lot of little trinkets and a lot of decorations at Goodwill. That would be the gift of Goodwill, wouldn't it? I think that's the gift of Goodwill. 740-751-4038. We're now down to 9 minutes. Name something that begins with the gift of. Gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. Two gifts left to go. Go ahead.
How about the gift of eternity?
No gift of eternity. No gift of eternity on the list. Oh, man. Two left to go. Does anybody know what they are? 52 minutes past the hour. Name something that begins with the gift of. We've got gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. Still two answers left to go, and down to 8 minutes. That means we've got to get a correct answer right every 4 minutes. Now, do you think it's possible to do that? Who's got their thinking cap on this morning? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Has anybody said the gift of happiness?
No gift of happiness, no. No gift of happiness on the list. My, oh my. Who's got a guess here? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Well, one of my coworkers said the gift of peace.
You know, that's a good one. No gift. I need that some mornings around here.
Yeah, no, me too. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No gift of peace on the list here this morning. But I certainly could use the gift of peace some mornings. It's when people say I have the gift of gab. Is gab does that have a bad connotation? Like if I said to a student, you have the gift of gab, I would probably say they talk a lot. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, people's complaining about the prize giveaways.
Well, I think everybody complains about something. Yeah, we know that people don't like the 30-day policy. People don't like the drawing of the names. It's kind of funny.
Yep, the only thing is there's sometimes when you guys have so many tickets that if you kept to a 30-day policy, you couldn't get rid of your tickets.
Well, and plus people just used to work around that anyway because they would just have their family members call in, and then we would have somebody come in and they'd say, well, I'm also here to pick up the prizes for such and such and such and such. So
well,
you knew they were working.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I mean, I know who's doing it on the level, but there were people who were coming in who I, especially when a lot of the last names start showing up, same last names.
But you and Judy were talking about, you know, how it hurt. I have a home phone. I have redial, and I can hit that redial and with one button, and then hit dial, and if it rings busy, and I can't hit redial, you know, I can go back and forth. You know, in a minute's time, I can try to call several times.
Right.
You don't have a redial. You got to have the number pressed into your phone, and, you know, you can click it that way. You know, click it off your contact or something. But
well, what do you think? I mean, I think this idea where, you know, you don't know what the question is, or you have to listen to the show to know the answer, that gets rid of Googling, that gets rid of a 30-day, that gets rid of a prize drawing. It kind of eliminates all the like, if I said, if we were doing this morning, and I said, what, whose 100th birthday was I talking about this morning, would you know the answer?
Nope.
See, there you go. But, now see, if the people were listening in hour number one, they would know, but you can't Google that. So it kind of gets rid of that.
I kind of slept.
Well, that's okay. You know what? It's Monday morning. I can understand. Yeah, we talked a lot. Del Taco opening up on Wednesday. How we're going to redo the game policy. It was Norma Jacob, by the way, who turned 100. One of the first ladies on.
Oh, City. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did hear that.
Yep. Norma Jacob. Abby not showing up for the advice column. Hopefully we get that all worked out. So that's basically what we were talking about this morning.
Well, those girls just ain't very dependable, are they?
No, and I have no idea what happened to Michelle. She fell off the face of the earth, and I assume Stewart's will be opening this month. They usually open in February, and Abby, I see her every day at school, but who knows? And then we got this Laura out here listening for the first time in a long time, and she says, I have the gift of gab. Now, isn't that a little derogatory?
Yeah, like somebody who accused you of that.
Yeah, that's terrible. Especially somebody who
I knew you.
Yeah, knew her, and here she is, first time listening in months, and what are you going to do?
But I don't think it really matters except for the food prices. That's what everybody wants anyhow. But you couldn't have got rid of a lot of those zoo tickets and stuff like that if people wasn't being able to win them more one time and then give them away. You know, I don't know if they should, you know, there's a lot of zoo tickets around, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the reason for this is I want to start doing the food again, and then people can just pick them up on Friday. But, we got to have a policy here that's going to make this a lot easier, because Family Feud and the drawings, we can do that from time to time. But I think there's just got to be a better way where more people have a chance to win and reward people for actually listening to the show each day, because that's how you get the answer.
Only going to do it tomorrow. Wait until tomorrow. They get in on it. They don't.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, see you, Scott.
See ya. All right. Well, we got the gifts. See, now just as we get rolling here, then the phone calls start pouring in. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get all the answers?
No, we still have two left.
Oh, two. I thought you had one. The gift of food.
No gift of food on the list. No gift of food on the list today. 2 minutes left to go. Name something that begins with the gift of. Now remember, if you were calling in and it just kept ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. Name something that begins with the gift of. We got the gift of life, the gift of gab, the gift of love. Two answers left to go. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. What are the bottom two gifts? Gift of life, gift of gab, gift of love. Does anybody have any clue? Down to the final minute here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I hope you've listened close today, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow on this program. Go ahead, caller.
How about the gift of kindness?
No gift of kindness, but we could use it.
I guess so. Okay.
Thanks. You. Bye-bye. No gift of kindness on the list. But boy, there are some days we could use that better than others. All right. Well, I'm done for today. We'll have some more fun tomorrow. Tune in. 8 to 10 a.m. for this day, Scott Spears with the phones ringing, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.